It's been 2 years since Richmond Council asked city staff to look into creating a women's advisory committee. This request came from a motion put forward by former city councilor Kelly Green and was unanimously supported by her council colleagues. According to the city, the referral is still a work in progress. Steveston resident Karina Reed reached out to the city already a year ago asking when the Women's Advisory Committee would be established, but a year later it has yet to be added to the city's roster of 20 advisory committees. Reed told the Richmond News Advisory Committees and city engagement are closely linked, and a way to bring more women into politics. How do we bring more women to the table? Those advisory committees are crucial, she said. It introduces citizens to City Hall, and it makes it less intimidating to approach City Council with issues they might be passionate about. Pointing out voter turnout was only 25% during the recent municipal election, something Reed called deplorable, she thinks it's time for City Council to reflect on why engagement is so low in Richmond. One way would be to have more advisory committees, including bringing on board the Women's Advisory Committee. However, city spokesperson Clay Adams pointed out 2/3 of the volunteers on the city's current 20 advisory committees are women, who actively bring their knowledge, experience and perspective to the table. A study, done by Women Transforming Cities, looked at women's representation on advisory committees in Vancouver and Surrey. The study noted, in Surrey, men far outnumber women on advisory groups that dealt with land use issues like development, urban design, the environment and food policy. Women were more highly represented on Surrey advisory committees that dealt with social and cultural issues. In a letter to the city, Reed noted Vancouver advisory committees must comprise of 50% women and 50% diverse members from equity-seeking groups, based on a policy they've adopted. She would like to see the City of Richmond adopt a similar policy. If you have an equity mandate, it makes the city accountable to have that across the board, she said. This is especially important in Richmond, where the recent census showed 80% of the city is non-white. She also thinks the city should reach out to more grassroots organizations to find people for the advisory committees. Not only would Reed like to see the Women's Advisory Committee, she believes the city also needs a Renters Advisory Committee as well as an Anti-Racism and Reconciliation Advisory Committee. Green's original motion noted women are underrepresented at all levels of government. For example, across Canada, women hold 28% of elected positions. The new Richmond City Council, which will be sworn into office next week, comprises of 3 women and 6 men.